Quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this magnificent Monday, April 27th. Got a text message, Miss P up in Petoskey. From my understanding, that if the airbags go off, very little to no damage to the vehicle, the insurance companies total the car because of the high cost to replace the airbags is so high. That is absolutely ridiculous. See, it's these kind of stories that government doesn't get. As much money as we pay for car insurance, they should not be able to do that. Total the vehicle because the airbags went off. Somebody hits you in the rear end, the bumper, with its crumple zones and its ability to handle impact, still feels and sends a motion detection to the airbags. The airbags deploy. The rear bumper can be replaced probably $2,000-$3,000. But they're going to total the vehicle because the airbags go off. That is just insanity. But it's what we're living with here in the state of Michigan. Now, this next story is kind of interesting because it ties into current law and is a new bill. State Representative Republican Gregory Alexander of Carsonville asked some questions at a committee hearing. Licensed plumbers who own and operate their own plumbing business may also be allowed to serve as inspectors for local municipalities under proposed legislation. Currently, the Skilled Trades Regulation Act, MCL 3396123, prohibits a plumber inspector from being directly or indirectly involved with a plumbing business, even including furnishing labor, materials, or appliances for construction or the maintenance of a building. Well, the sponsor, Gregory Alexander, asked the House Regulatory Reform Committee on Thursday, why are plumbers being treated differently than electricians? Why are plumbers being treated differently as builders? While well-intentioned, the restriction can make it really difficult for communities to find qualified inspectors. Alexander said he's actively working on a substitute that would clarify a municipality's building inspector's qualifications and even whether or not they could inspect his or her own work. Small town up in the thumb of Michigan, Caseville City Manager Jamie Lehrman said this has been an issue for our city. Located about 60 miles northeast of Saginaw in the Thumb area of Saginaw Bay. As the plumbers the city has tried to hire aren't willing to surrender their personal plumbing license, their business. We were finally forced to have the state inspectors come and do our plumbing inspections. And of course, that was a lot of trouble for them because the amount of miles they have to travel to simply come here. We don't have a lot of people to choose from. We would like to hire a local licensed plumber on our own and have that person here to do our inspections for us. Caseville, Lehrman said, uses an out-of-state company that also contracts with Tuscola County. Matthew Capatia, a plumbing contractor, told the committee that he passed on being hired as an inspector because he wasn't interested in giving up his business or his license. It's really unfair that plumbers are not able to do these inspections. And the state potentially is losing out on a bunch of good plumbing inspectors. The committee took no action on the bill, but it will continue to go through the committee process. Why? This is a no-brainer. Local municipalities should be able to hire licensed plumbers to be their inspectors. Even inspecting their own work, they still have to do it according to code. They're not going to chimp out on the code just because they're the inspector inspecting the work. Why? Because when the house is sold and the people move in and they turn on the faucets or the shower and they've got a leak, somebody's going to be sued. See how stupid Lansing is? This bill, this issue, this problem typifies why we have got to have a forensic audit of everything. Not just agencies, bureaucratic departments, but regulations. This state is so overregulated with stupid laws like this, it has to be changed. Skilled Trades Regulation Act, MCL 339.6123. Let me open that up and look at it. I mean, this is just crazy. Skilled Trade Trades Regulation Act, Public Act 407 of 2016, 10 years ago. Prohibited conduct. Section 1123, an individual who is licensed under this article and employed or acting as a plumbing inspector shall not engage directly or indirectly connected with a plumbing business, including but not limited to furnishing labor, materials, or appliances for construction, alteration, or maintenance of a building, or in the preparation of plans or specifications for construction, alterations, or renovations, and shall not engage in any work that conflicts with his or her official duties as a plumbing inspector. When was this bill amended and signed into law? April 4th, 2017. Who was the governor? Who was in charge of the House and the Senate? The Republicans. I believe 2017, that would be probably Speaker Tom Leonard. Not even sure who the Senate Majority Leader was at the time, but this was signed into law, folks, by Governor Rick Snyder. How stupid can the Republicans be? Got to be changed. This is absolutely unbelievable. Well, it's kind of interesting because this is only a tip of the iceberg of the regulatory reforms that need to happen in this state. How about getting rid of the Liquor Control Commission? There's so many bureaucratic agencies and departments that have been around forever that need to simply go away. This is amazing, just absolutely amazing. Interesting story right here. We'll get into it. We'll finish it up in the last segment. As K through 12 enrollment declines, districts are adjusting by closing school buildings. Low enrollment numbers are causing schools across the state to permanently shut their doors. According to the Michigan Center for Data and Analytics, 80% of districts have seen their enrollment decrease since 2009. Major factors include aging population with fewer and fewer children. Detroit Public Schools Community District plans to close 4 schools in June. The school board first approved that action back in 2022. Phase-out plan was accelerated due to lower levels of enrollments at these phase-out schools, higher costs to maintain them with fewer students enrolled, the need to generate more general revenue, read a statement from the Detroit School District. Other districts that have planned to consolidate buildings include Flint, North Central Area Schools in Menominee County up in the UP, Union City Community Schools in Branch and Calhoun Counties. Craig Thiel, the research director of the nonprofit Citizens Research Council of Michigan, said public school enrollment in the state has been dropping for nearly 30 years. Basically, since the early 2000s, we've seen enrollments declining, an average of anywhere from 0.5% to 2% per year. Main driving factor, aging population. We don't have families in the state with kids. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Wrapping up this story about K through 12 enrollments declining. School districts are adjusting by closing permanently school buildings. Basically, since the early 2000s, we've seen enrollments declining. Representative of Education Thiel said we have seen anywhere from 0.5% to 2% per year. Major part of it is an aging population. Families with children are moving out of the state of Michigan. Thiel said that's led to districts navigating lower funding because public schools receiving $10,050 a year in aid from the state per student. It's much harder to provide the whole complement of education services when your customer base is declining, Thiel said. We have fewer dollars. You can't provide all the services that a growing district can provide. A lot of districts postpone some closures because they receive federal relief money during the China virus pandemic. Districts likely saw their budgets stay steady during a period of fewer and fewer students, which is, in normal circumstances, would require some adjustments to spending, but not closing the schools. Now, without the funding, we have to close. Luke Steyer, the communications director at Grand Rapids Public Schools, said low enrollment is the reason his district plans to close 10 schools in Grand Rapids. Right now, our buildings are at about 50% utilization rate across the district, which meant we were spending too much money on maintaining spaces that we were not using for education. Their district began planning restructuring again back in 2022 and started closing schools even after passing a $305 million bond a year later in 2023. Restructuring includes a mix of erecting new buildings when existing ones don't have room for merged student bodies or beyond repair. Cost of renovation is even more expensive than building brand new. Steyer said he thinks there's multiple factors contributing to shrinking enrollment in the districts. their birth rate has decreased here in Grand Rapids quite a bit. There is a lack of affordable housing that has pushed a lot of families out of the city. There are also many other schools in the city that the students can attend. All of that working together has contributed to declines in our enrollment. Eric Gordon is the principal of Saginaw United High School. He said similar reasons has led Saginaw Public Schools to merge two of their high schools. Many residents originally moved here years ago to work at General Motors. Saginaw was built on General Motors. When those plant jobs started leaving, plants started shutting down, a lot of families moved out. Jobs run everything. He said the district was able to improve course offerings after merging the two high schools. Now we're offering, listen to this. This drives me nuts. Now we're offering classes like Mandarin. What? Chinese language in high school. They're also offering STEM classes, science, technology, engineering, and math, that we honestly weren't able to afford when we had two high schools. He said combining our schools have helped put certified teachers in front of students instead of substitute teachers. We were able to keep all of our teachers, and it's helped to fill some of the voids and put our resources into other areas. The district had been considering merging the schools for a while, but it didn't initially get the necessary community support until we simply explained we can't afford two high schools anymore. Well, it's very simple. We need to bring our population back up. Hopefully a new governor with a Republican-controlled House and Senate can focus on efficiencies and do things that will help us build more houses, bring more companies here because we don't have income tax and we don't have property taxes. Fund the government locally instead of through Lansing. It can be fixed. You just have to have the brains, the guts, and the spine to do it. And this insanity that we've been under for the last almost 8 years now has caused all of this. Declining population has been happening for 30 years. It really kicked in the last 10. Hour number three today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebates.